Live and local.
Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We really enjoyed the film The Dig, which was recently released on Netflix. Now, this film explores the events of the 1939 excavation of Sutton Hoo in Suffolk. So we're delighted to be joined by a real-life archaeologist, Cathy Pilkington from Albion Archaeology. Morning, Cathy.
Morning.
Thanks for joining us today. So you've been involved with the dig here in Cambridge at Croft Gardens in Barton Road, Newnham, shedding some light on the Anglo-Saxon period. Cathy, tell us about this latest dig.
That's right. Yeah, we were digging over the summer and we were hoping for some Anglo-Saxon burials, but you never know what you're going to find. And we were super excited to find around 70 burials in the end, which is a lot more than we could possibly have dreamed of.
For you, what was the most exciting thing that you found in that dig? Was there something that particularly inspired you?
We're a commercial archaeology firm, so we dig wherever they're building houses or roads. So we're quite used to finding very little. To find 70 graves with grave goods, the whole thing was amazing. I think my favourite moment was when we sort of confirmed that they were Anglo-Saxon. So we've done a little bit of work on the site over the last few years. Since 2014 we were first there, and we put in sort of little test trenches, and then last year we put in a test trench and we found some burials. But on these little test trenches we don't actually excavate anything. We confirmed they're there and that we need to come back and excavate. Then we came back and opened up the whole area, and there was a sort of a moment of machining where in the subsoil found a large Anglo-Saxon cruciform brooch. It's a very distinct style, and we were hoping for Anglo-Saxon, and that was the sort of moment that we thought, yes, these graves are definitely Anglo-Saxon and we're in for a treat, basically, because this style of grave is very specific to sort of early Anglo-Saxon or early medieval graves. Sort of we're looking at 5th and 6th century, maybe into the 7th century. So there's a particular period of archaeology where you get these very rich burials, and Sutton Hoo from the dig falls into this period. Obviously that's kingly, princely burials with ships, but these are just sort of more ordinary people, but they're still burying people with these huge cruciform brooches and lots of beads. We had a grave with nearly 100 beads in. Obviously it would have been a necklace, but you don't get the sort of string left. And some of them were buried with weapons. The shield bosses were some of my favorites. They look really good in the grave. You don't get the wooden shield left, but you can imagine where it would have been. There's probably a lot of those have a spear in as well, so you can kind of almost imagine this warrior with his weapons buried. A lot of what we dig is kind of archaeological stratigraphy. We see a lot of mud, so to find these bodies with the goods they've been buried with was just amazing. It's the kind of thing I've dreamed of working on, really. So,
and the skeletons would still be intact, presumably. They'd still be, the bones were still there.
They were, yeah. So that's another thing that was very exciting about this site, is the fact that the bones were fairly well preserved, which you don't always get. For example, at Sutton Hoo, some of the graves that were found there, they're just sort of shadows, and they've only identified the fact that the bodies are there by a soil analysis, or there's a sort of, you know, you get a sort of dark patch where the bones were.
That's what they talked about in the film, didn't they? When they said underneath looks really dark. Presumably that's what they were talking about, that they were thinking there were maybe bodies down there.
It could be, or it could just be, we look for that a lot. Like as archaeologists, what we look for is like a change in colour in the soil, and that indicates there's something different. So it wouldn't necessarily be a body. It's just a sort of backfill. So it could be wood that's rotted, or it could just be some refuse that's been tipped into a pit. I think in the film, it's sort of indicating that there's this burial chamber. So, and then that's been sort of backfilled separately to the stuff that's over the top of it. I think in the film, they don't necessarily find a body where the dark patches are. It's where all the treasures are.
Cathy, tell us then, from finding the artefacts to them being a examined. What happens in the process? So you find them in the ground, you then examine them. And then to the time when they are exhibited, how long is that process?
It really depends, a lot of factors. So, for example, obviously we dug them back in the summer, and where we are right now is our bones are with our bone specialist in Cambridge, well, human bone specialist, Corinne Duhigg. She'll look at the bones and she'll be able to tell us about diseases. She'll be able to hopefully tell us ages and sexes of the remains. And then also the artifacts have gone to a specialist at Birmingham Museum, and she is cleaning them and conserving them. Anything that sort of needs special looking after, she's dealing with that. And that's where we are right now on that.
It's a slow business.
It is a slow business, yeah.
Will the artifacts end up coming back to Cambridge, do you know, Kathy?
That'll be the eventual plan. Everything we find, it usually goes to the local museum. Whether it's exhibited or not, that's where anything we find eventually will be archived. So eventually they'll go to Cambridge Museum, but this is a sort of a bit of a unique site because it's with the university. So they may want to do something with them, I would imagine. And I think they're creating, a research fellowship. So once we've kind of done the initial phases of analysis, I'll be in archaeology or produce initial report. And then I think this research fellowship is going to be based around this cemetery, but also then incorporate all remains of this period. It's the sort of Roman into Saxon period that's particularly fascinating. So they've created a whole 4-year research program based around it. So wow. How long is a piece of string? If you want to know how long it's going to take to look at. The nice thing is they're going to want to do more with it, with the graves like this. As I was saying, the bones are really well preserved, and that's unusual. And that means we can do more with them. We can look at them for radiocarbon dating, so we can get some more precise dating on the remains. And we're hoping to do some isotope analysis, and that will give us hopefully an insight into whether they grew up in the area, looking at the environment they grew up in, what they've been eating. Also, hopefully some DNA analysis. So we'll be able to look more at genetic relationships between the people in the cemetery and also with the wider, in a wider context.
I want to sort of touch on the film, The Dig. You have seen it like we have. As an archaeologist, what's your take on the film?
I really liked it. I think it's nice to see archaeology portrayed in a slightly more realistic way. As much as I love Indiana Jones, it's quite nice to see a sort of more gentle film. I would have liked to see a bit more digging, but that might just be as an archaeologist, because I wanted to see them find more things, you know. No, I thought it was really nice. Yeah, I really enjoyed Basil Brown's relationship with the soil. I think that's something a lot of archaeologists sort of feel, particularly if you work in a particular area. I've worked in the Bedfordshire area for a long time, and knowing your area and knowing soil is super important. And I really enjoyed the way he had that sort of love of the landscape, because I think as an archaeologist you do feel that it's not just about the past, it's enjoying being in the landscape as it is today and like understanding what's around you.
Are there parts of the UK that is better for excavation that comes to mind?
There's a lot of factors at play when you're sort of better for excavation. Better for the person digging it, sand is great because it's very easy to dig, but sand doesn't preserve the archaeology very well. It's very acidic, which is why you get the sort of just the shadows of the human remains, whereas the Cambridge soil we're on is a bit better. It's the sort of sand and gravel that's very well drained, so it's nice to dig on because in the winter you don't get flooded so much. A lot of the land around Bedford is clay, which preserves the archaeology reasonably well, but it's hard work. Chalk is often preserves things very well. It's not necessarily parts of the country, but it depends on the underlying geology, which can really vary even within a small area.
Yeah, and that bit in the film where one of the actors discovers a little gold ring, is that really true? Would you literally pick it up from the ground like that and think, wow, look at this, it's so beautiful and gold? Or would you have to spend days and days discovering this little object?
maybe not days, but yeah. So we would if we found some gold, I'd like to think most of us would. We record everything more than you saw in the film. Like, I think even in the 1930s, they did have a lot more sort of boring paperwork than they show in the film. But it's not really fun to watch someone meticulously draw the location of the gold before they pick it out, is it? So yeah, we would record it and photograph it, and like once it's sort of we've got a record of exactly where it came from, then we'd pick it out and go, "Ooh, gold."
Brilliant. I can imagine that archaeology is probably 90% boredom and 10% complete excitement. And it's those moments that make you want to do the job, I would think.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think you have to learn to love the 90% that is quite
mundane,
slow. Yeah. I think you have to enjoy the outside and the weather.
Very interesting. Thank you very much, Kathy.